WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7, the temperature's 39. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports, now a daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. I'm Bill Oliver. The Experience Bryan College Station Convention and Tourism Agency is a new permanent executive director. WTAW News has learned interim director Kendra Fry was selected by the new board following interviews earlier this month of two finalists. Fry, who's been with the CVB for 13 years, is also the chair-elect of the National Association of Sports Commissions, which is the trade association for the sport tourism industry. 2 weeks ago, the Bryan City Council accepted the donation of the Briarcrest Golf Course. Yesterday, the council held a special meeting where they unanimously approved spending more than $420,000 from unbudgeted tax revenue to purchase the driving range and large putting green next to the golf course. Still to come is the council paying the Phillips Event Center to lease 6,000 square feet of space for a senior center. And the council was told they could be choosing a consultant to design a super park at the former municipal golf course in February. In addition to yesterday's purchase, the council approved a surface water agreement, which costs the city the expense of operating the water well.
I asked their maintenance guy what he thought about the condition of the well, and he said they rebuilt and, I guess, either recased it or re-drilled it a couple of years ago.
City Manager Keen Register says the city's been paying almost $60,000 a year to water the former municipal course versus what's expected to be less than $10,000 at the new course. And Deputy Manager Hugh Walker says the water supply at Phillips exceeds what the city used at the former municipal course.
In gallons, this number is roughly 45 million. Over the last 3 years, we average out at Bryan Muni somewhere around 20 to 25 million.
Today's the closing on the Phillips donation of the golf course to the city, along with executing the agreements approved during yesterday's special city council meeting. A woman has some explaining to do after she caused $300,000 damage at the Houston mansion of Texas A&M System Board of Regents member Tony Busby. Dallas Morning News reports when Lindy Lou Lehman got upset inside Busby's River Oaks mansion, she tore paintings off the wall with her hands and poured liquids on the paintings. She's also accused of throwing sculptures across a room. For the third time in less than 2 years, a former employee at the Milam County Jail is accused of stealing money from the sheriff's office. Former jail captain Katrina Douglas accused of taking at least $30,000. Sheriff David Green telling the Temple Daily Telegram Douglas was arrested following an investigation by the Texas Rangers. Brazos County Health Department's making another push for flu shots. It's after a spike in cases during the week before Christmas. Health Department reported in the two-week period between November 26 and December 9th, there were 104 flu cases. Compare that to the 1 week ending December 16th at 269 cases. WTAW News Time, 7 minutes after 7, the temperature 39. News presented by GroundShuttle.com. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
With Ground Shuttle, your airport commute has never been easier. Ground Shuttle offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now offers daily service to and from the Austin airport, too. Commute comfortably in luxury shuttles with reclining seats and power outlets, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. Book your ride at groundshuttle.com and ask about in-town charter service and private car service. Ground Shuttle, now with service to Houston and Austin airports. Let us do the driving.
This afternoon, I didn't plan to stay at my friend's house too long. And I didn't plan to sit down, talk, and have a drink with her. I didn't plan to have a few more drinks, and I didn't plan a sober ride back home.
Don't wait until it's too late. Plan a sober ride while you can at SoberRides.org. Drink, drive, go to jail. A message from TxDOT.
Hey, good morning. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Cloudy and cool for today, with temperatures only reaching 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. Should be partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. For tomorrow, we'll have partial sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night, lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Saturday, lots of clouds, chance of showers, but turning milder. Highs during the day on Saturday near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, where Aggie football is gearing up to take on Wake Forest in the Belk Bowl. We'll talk about that matchup, as well as Aggie women's hoops back in action tonight against SMU. The Aggs are out looking for blood, a little redemption after falling to the Lady Mustangs up in Dallas last year. Hear a little bit from Aggie Kyla Hilsman, as well as Danny Williams. And, of course, we're talking all the other bowl games going on last night and even today. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. Let's talk a little real world here. Of course, you know, we got the, you know, we got New Year's Eve coming up and all that stuff. But we are looking at some pretty seriously cold weather next week. Just kind of be advised. For Sunday on New Year's Eve, we're going to have a low of 26. 26. Ooh. Yeah.
Still a heat wave.
Monday, we only get to 37. Then we go down to...
That's the high?
Yep. Then we go down to 24 on Monday. And starting from there, let's say, I don't know, let's say it gets below freezing at, say, 7 o'clock on Monday night. It won't get above freezing until sometime Wednesday afternoon. So that's when you start thinking about, you know, you may need to be concerned about pipes and stuff like that when you end up being below freezing for lots of hours. So understand that. Mm-hmm. The low on Monday night is going to be 24. The high on Tuesday is going to be 32. And the low on Tuesday night is going to be 27.
If you haven't already, unscrew the hoses from outside your home.
Yeah, do that. Again, it's going to freeze Wednesday night. It'll be 30. And it'll freeze next Thursday night. It'll be 24. So, well, we'll get sunshine back. Sun's going to be back on Wednesday and Thursday of next week. But I mean, a week from today, the low is going to be 24 degrees.
Yeah,
so,
just plan on opening the doors under your sinks and...
Just, yeah, use a little common sense. Yep.
Little drip, cold water.
All that kind of thing.
Yep.
So we'll know that. And, yes, they do have snow showers in the forecast. That'll be on Tuesday night, just so you know. And really, I don't know, our best chance is maybe 40%, and it'd be in the morning at 11 o'clock. But... Oh, is school back?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, so school's back in on January the 2nd, right? Don't the kiddos go back to school?
No, it's later than that.
Oh, is it later than that?
Supposed to be.
I don't know.
Is it?
There's an academic calendar out there.
I remember I went back.
Yeah, I do too. That's what I thought we went
back. Back in the good old days.
Yeah, right.
Back in my day, yeah. We had to come back awfully, awfully soon.
Bill's going to look it up for us. He's going to let us know, so we're going to may as well be accurate.
Brian.
Bill's a man with a plan.
Yeah, school holiday.
Okay.
Yeah, teachers have to go back on Thursday next week.
Okay. All right.
Now, and I'm guessing College Station should be comparable.
Pretty close to the same.
But let's confirm, shall we?
Sure, why not?
Let's shall. Do, 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 do.
Okay, so here's a kind of a cool...
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Here's a kind of a cool story from up in your part of the world where you are right now, North Carolina. Crystal Travis helped a family escape a house fire on Christmas Eve in Cleveland County, North Carolina. Crystal and her 14-year-old daughter, Tori, driving home from visiting a relative. Crystal saw flames coming from a house, but couldn't tell if it was something burning in front of the house or if it was actually the house itself that was on fire. So she said she cut across the yards to reach the house. As she drove onto the lawn, a woman ran out of the house holding on to a baby, handed it to a neighbor. Realizing what was going on, Crystal said she and her daughter jumped out of the car and into action, calling out to see if anybody else needed help. Meanwhile, a man appears at the door, began throwing clothing and gifts onto the lawn. Crystal and Tori gathered up those items, carried them to safety and to keep the path clear. Then that's when the propane tanks exploded at the house, shaking the ground, sending everybody running away from the house. Crystal called 911, waited for firefighters and first responders to arrive. As the two left the scene, coughing and wheezing from the smoke inhalation, Tori called her father to share what happened. And they decided, well, they would meet him over at Applebee's so they could kind of discuss the evening. On the way to Applebee's, Roger, the dad, says that he saw a car in the median in front of a mall. He's a volunteer firefighter and a first responder. Instincts kick in. He pulls over, saw the baby on the ground surrounded by people, asking if anybody knew CPR. He knocks them out of the way. Child's not breathing. Mom's panicking. He pushes through and does CPR. Gets the kid breathing again. And so that family had quite a night. The mother and the daughter.
Yeah, superhero family.
Yeah, and then her dad did that. So cool. All right, what are they doing in College Station?
Same thing.
All right.
Next week is off. Yeah.
All right, there you go. So anyway, so good stories from up there in North Carolina. Also kind of up in your part of the world, a South Carolina lawmaker wants to increase the fine for drivers who go slowly in the left lane.
Trying to catch up with the rest of the United States.
State Senator Ross Turner says his 200-mile round-trip commute from Greenville to Columbia helped convince him of the need for a South Carolina law similar to the one that took effect last month. Well, they say in Oklahoma. There are a lot of places who have it.
And Texas did it before that.
Yeah. Turner's bill would increase the fine from driving less than the speed limit of the normal traffic in the passing lane of a multi-lane highway to by $200. Would increase it by $200. Now, and again, it's the law, and it's something that the officer can write you up for, but circumstances are going to have a lot to do with that. I mean, they're not going to pull somebody over in the midst of heavy traffic for that to be happening. By the way, how was traffic to the airport?
Not much.
Oh, yeah?
Not much. Are we talking about down to Houston?
Down to Houston.
You know, it really wasn't bad.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. I guess everybody, with it being cold outside and folks still taking off of work, I guess they just kind of chilled at the house.
All right. Yeah, and was the airport busy?
Now, the airport was pretty busy. Was I barely found a parking spot.
Uh-huh.
So I had to end up going to one of those parallel parking jobs out
there. Ah, really?
At the Parkatorium.
Geez.
Yeah.
All right. Do that shuttle thing. You know, that way they just drop you right off. That's ground shuttle. That works. Anyway,
groundshuttle.com.
And that's right. And the plane was full?
Yes, it was.
Of course.
And of course there was a young family there that had three young ones, including a baby.
Oh yeah.
Guess where they got to sit?
Pretty close to you?
Right behind me.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah,
oh, but I had a much
right
more
right behind me.
Oh, I had a great entertaining experience with the youngster.
Oh yeah?
Or witnessing, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
On my flight, three or 4 year old was not happy sitting in the middle seat and started pitching a fit, and the attendant came up to the youngster and started whining right along with him.
Oh yeah.
And
and
told the youngster, I'm about ready to walk away, but when you start again, I'll come right back and join you.
Oh really? That's an interesting technique.
So he took a step away, and the youngster started again.
Really?
And the attendant came back and said, "Can I join you?" And the kid said, "Yeah." And of course, the whole plane then chuckled at that.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And about 2 seconds later, the youngster stopped, and the attendant went on his way, and not one more sound for the 90 minutes of the flight.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah.
It was great.
So the kid behind
Did
you...
Did mom and dad say anything about that?
I have not seen the story about the parents whining about it publicly.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of a neat concept. Okay. So now, we were talking earlier this morning, and speaking of flights and things, strange things that happen, John Legend's birthday is today, or is it yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was today. He's turned 39.
Well, so he and Chrissy, the wife, decided that they were going to go to Tokyo, okay? And so they get on the flight to Tokyo, and apparently there had been some kind of a foul-up, and there was a passenger on that airplane who shouldn't be, and so they turned around and went back to Los Angeles. They turned the plane around. Was expected to land on Tuesday in Tokyo, but instead, 8 hours later, they ended up back in L.A. after the crew believed that there was an unauthorized passenger on board. The couple, that's John and Chrissy, who are parents of a one-year-old, boarded another flight for Tokyo on Wednesday, and so they had a picture of him celebrating his birthday on. He sits in first class, by the way, with a little birthday hat on and all that. But here's the deal, which is kind of interesting. And the Nippon Airlines apologized to all its passengers in a statement on Wednesday, We apologize to all of our passengers on flight, yada, yada, yada. We failed to deliver the customer service we strive for. Thank you for all your comments, and allowing us to connect and learn to serve you better.
Imagine.
Yeah, we welcome ongoing feedback, but you can stop anytime now, right, and understand how we can work to make things right. Yeah. Now, what's
well, I'm
also,
glad they apologized.
That's true. What's interesting, though, is then, I guess her friends start saying to Chrissy, why didn't you charter? I mean, you've got money. Why didn't you charter? Why aren't you on a private jet going there? She tweets back, international charter is $300,000. That girl understands, all right? Even though daddy makes a lot of money, girl understands. So he had an eventful trip on his birthday. That's fine. All right, so as food delivery services, and have you noticed that's just exploded in this town? All of a sudden, everybody is doing that. And I don't know. I'm sure there are people who are so busy that
I'd like to know the demographics of that.
Well, yeah, I would too. And but I mean, I think 8 months ago is about when Walmart started theirs. Now Kroger is full on to it, and HEB, and I mean, I guess that takes care of just about everybody.
Oh, the grocery delivery.
Yeah, and well, they either do the online stuff, or now they do the delivery too. But here's the deal: as the food delivery service and online shopping disrupts the grocery industry, Kroger looking to eliminate checkout lines for busy customers. Cincinnati headquartered grocery chain will roll out its Scan, Bag, and Go service to 400 stores in 2018. Now, shoppers can avoid long checkout lines by scanning barcodes of items they want to buy using a handheld scanner through Kroger's Scan, Bag, and Go app on any smartphone. When customers are finished shopping, they can stop at the self-checkout to pay for their order.
But you still have to bag it.
Yeah, eventually shoppers will be able to pay through the app itself. Okay, so
I'm always sitting there, though, at that self-checkout, and I'm checking it out, and it goes, please place your item in the bag. And I'm like, I did.
It's
right there in the bag. Please place your item in the bag. An assistant, someone will be here to assist you soon. I'm like, no, I'm buying bread. That's it. And, you know, probably toilet paper.
Yeah, because there could be a storm.
All the necessities.
Yeah. Shoppers can avoid the long checkout line by scanning barcodes of items they want to buy using a handheld scanner or through the app. Okay.
I just don't see the time saving.
Are you going to go in as a customer and they're going to hand you a scanner and you're going to walk through the store? I mean, is that going to work? That's not going to work. Now, if it's on your app, I guess that's one thing. And again, I don't see how that's convenient. I guess if you're sitting at your office and you shop like that. But you're right. It's lost on me. If somebody's doing it, I'd really like them to sell me on it because I just as soon pick out my own tomatoes and bananas.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I know that those young people are doing a fine job of that. But I guess, you know, here's the deal. I'm an old guy. I'm not that busy. Okay? I'm just not that busy. I got time.
Are you one of those two that has to fill every single product that you're wanting to buy?
Yeah,
just,
no.
You know, caress the apples?
Yeah, not really. But, you know, and I know that they're going to get good produce. Of course they would. It'd be silly for them to give you anything other than the best. But
right.
I just assume.
And don't they like people like me who – every time I go in, I'm an impulse shopper.
Well, of course, that's the other thing that I think when this first started, we brought that up as part of the discussion, is you do that and you eliminate the impulse. I mean, people basically do not have to go into the building. And when you eliminate that opportunity, then you are going to lose some sales.
And how much time is it taking me to get online to actually do the shopping versus walking around the store?
Sure. Well, the other thing that's interesting, and I don't know that there have been any studies on it, but it would appear to me, at least in the grocery stores where I shop, that the varieties have diminished, that you have fewer options. And, you know, part of that can be, okay, you know, they've got their brand of applesauce or the other people's, you know, some Del Monte applesauce or whatever. Well, sure, you want to put your store brand out there because your profit margin's wider. But did you used to have this many different kinds of ketchup, like seven different kinds of ketchup, and now you only have three kinds of ketchup? Which is okay unless you wanted one of those ketchups that's not carried anymore. And so I really think, for instance, the first thing that comes to mind to me is pickles. Go in and see how many choices you have as far as pickles are concerned.
Salad dressing.
Compare that to 6 months ago. And I really do. I think you'll find that the number of options that you have is diminished. Again, I think this is a first world problem. I don't think we're really complaining. But since all of us have to go to the grocery store, we got to buy food, they are helping to change our behavior on a couple of levels. Yeah, from a convenience standpoint, I get that. But also from the standpoint of we are going to limit the number of choices that you have. And as a result, you probably will just buy what we present to you.
Or, please, for love of all that is holy, someone get Scott some pickles.
That's right, exactly.
Some variety.
He wants some variety
in his life.
I need different pickles.
Are you pregnant or something?
Yeah, no, not at all. I thought of that as an example because I noticed that had really shrunk down in a couple of the stores where I go to. But, anyhow, so soon you'll be able to take your app and you'll be able to shop. And then even more so, you won't have to deal with people. Won't they be great? They'll just bring one person who'll bring the stuff out to you, and you sit in your car and wait for them, and they knock on the door, and you open it, and they go ahead and put the groceries in your car, and you give them the credit card, and boom, you're done.
Well, and those of us of a certain age enjoyed that experience.
Yeah, that's true. Caller.
Hi, I use the ATV curbside, and I love it.
Okay, what do you love about it? Tell me why it's so great for you.
So I work full-time,
okay,
and then I have three kids,
uh-huh,
and so it's much easier to lay in bed at night and make my grocery list than wrangle three kids through the grocery store.
Well, that I can see. I can certainly see that. And because you are a mom of three, you don't have to do the no, we're not getting that thing.
But, 100%.
But were you ever an impulse shopper?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Terrible.
So
they
now,
lose so much money from my impulse buys. Yeah.
There you are. And so now, do you order it like hours in advance and then you tell them when you're going to be there? How do you use it?
Yeah. So with the ATV one, before you even make the list, you can say, I'm going to come pick it up this afternoon at 5:30 in the evening. And then you show up at 5:30 and it's all ready.
Wow. Okay. Very good. All right. Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. Mom of three, I can see that. Wrangling kids through a grocery store.
Yeah.
Wrangling kids through any kind of store. But with the grocery store, because it's certainly designed for that. And that's another thing. We got to go to news, but we'll have to think about that. If you're a kid cereal manufacturer, considering kids don't watch television anymore, I mean, they don't. They just don't watch television. They watch YouTube or they watch their devices. How are you going to get those kids to buy that cereal? And if mom's not taking them into the store to see the product, how are they going to buy that cereal? I'm just saying. So beware General Mills.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. We've been talking about creating family stories and the importance those moments carry in our lives. As parents during the holiday season, we're most likely driving frantically from store to store or braving the crowds at malls and shopping centers trying to check items off our kids' Christmas lists. Or we may spend hours online trying to find the best deals on the latest and greatest gadgets and electronics, hoping they can be shipped in time for Christmas morning. This is a magical time of year, but it can be downright stressful, and most of us wish we could just slow down and simplify things. We're looking for memorable moments in all of the chaos. I'd like to suggest that we help you create that moment. Can you just imagine your kids' eyes lighting up when they find out Christmas morning that the family is getting a swimming pool? If you've been thinking about it, go for it this Christmas. There's no better time than right now at Sunshine Fun Pools.
Sunshine Fun Pools, offering special financing and pick four options like customized Hayward lighting and entertainment systems, but you choose what you want, up to a $4,000 value, only during the month of December. That's Sunshine Fun Pools, 979-690-3343 or sunshinefunpools.com. Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
My friends, the Washington Post has discovered how unfair life in America is right in your own backyard. Washington, D.C. is prospering. Population in the district has been growing by leaps and bounds. Some neighborhoods are becoming more affluent by the day. As affluent neighborhoods grow, so do the businesses that support them, like supermarkets. New markets in upscale neighborhoods are targeting foodies with all sorts of exotic items. But over the past 10 years, while supermarkets have multiplied in rich neighborhoods, poor Washington, D.C. neighborhoods have not fared as well. The Post reports that in the poorest neighborhoods, the number of supermarkets have plummeted. A long-standing grocery gap has grown worse. How bad is it? Well, in poor neighborhoods, there are 50,000 people for every grocery store. In the rich areas, there are 10,000 people per store. The rich have more grocery options than the poor. Rich people live in neighborhoods that cater to foodies. Poor people live with food insecurities. Supermarkets in poor neighborhoods have another disadvantage. They've got to make 30% more profit than the rich competitors to offset the cost of shoplifting, security, and high staff turnover. Oh, yeah, that might explain why poor neighborhoods have fewer stores, but that's beside the point. You have to stick to the narrative, which is life in America is unfair because the rich have stolen everything the poor had.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience. Thank you for holding. How may I assist you?
Hi, yes. We were just broken into, and we need a home security system.
Oh, sorry. Wrong department. Please hold.
The best home security isn't hard to get. With SimpliSafe, you can get comprehensive, professionally monitored home security online without the hold time or runaround. Each SimpliSafe system is a thoughtfully assembled security arsenal. From entry and motion sensors to a high-definition security camera, you'll have everything you need to keep your family safe. CNET called it comprehensive, easy-to-use protection, naming it Editor's Choice for Home Security. Order now, and in a few days, be protected 24/7. Right now, save big with SimpliSafe for the new year. Get $200 off our most popular home security system at simplisafe.com/new. Hurry, offer ends January 2nd.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 28 minutes from 8. The temperature is 40. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News, presented by American Momentum Bank, building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm Bill Oliver. WTAW News has learned the new board of the experienced BCS Convention and Tourism Agency has chosen a permanent executive director. Kendra Fry, who's held the interim role the last 6 months, has been with the former CVB since 2004. She's also the chair-elect of the National Association of Sports Commissions, which promotes the sports tourism industry. Fry, one of two finalists who were interviewed by the board earlier this month. Today, the city of Bryan will close on getting the Phillips Golf Course, which was donated by the Phillips family. Yesterday, the city council held a special meeting where there were two unanimous votes. One approved spending more than $420,000 from unbudgeted tax revenue to purchase the driving range and large putting green next to the golf course at the Phillips Event Center. Still to come, the city paying Phillips to lease 6,000 square feet of space for a senior center. And the council is told they could be choosing a consultant to design a super park at the former municipal golf course in February. Deputy City Manager Hugh Walker says Phillips will be operating the golf course and driving range for the city for the next 45 days.
In the interim, they'll keep the cart fee revenues because it's their carts. At some point, probably mid-February, we expect to have a, what I'm going to call more of a permanent management agreement with a firm. Could be Phillips Event Center. And then we get cart revenue as well. So we get cart revenue, greens fees and driving range fees.
Do we have to split any of the driving range?
No.
Is that 100% ours?
That's all city.
City Manager Keene Register told WTAW News while the city's paying Wallace Phillips to temporarily manage the city's new facilities at a cost of $1,000 a day. That's compared to the city spending $3,000 a day to operate the municipal course. The council also approved a surface water agreement that gives the city 45 million gallons a year at the new course. That's after using 20 to 25 million a year at the former Muni. Background information online at WTAW.com. The driver of a semi delivering soft drinks to a Bryan convenience store Tuesday morning lost a load of personal property that was in the cab of his truck. But the backpack was found, and two Bryan men were arrested in what police consider a high crime area. According to the arrest report, 31-year-old Brandon Mondine and 41-year-old Victor Jackson were found in a vacant building next to the Time Mart at Finfeather and Peppertree. The backpack contained, among other things, the delivery driver's vehicle and apartment keys, four checks made out to the soft drink company, and the driver's cell phone. A Bryan police officer pulling over a car with outdated registration learned the driver had 22 active suspensions on his license. That led to the arrest of 38-year-old Eusebio Reyes of Bryan for driving with an invalid license with a prior conviction. According to the arrest report, the latest suspension was issued 3 weeks ago. Reyes out of jail after posting a $2,000 bond. A Texas man who bags a deer by shooting it in an archery-only area has started serving a jail sentence of 5 years.
From speaking to our game wardens, this is the first time we can ever recall a judge meting out a sentence like this. It's kind of unusual, but I think it really hits the mark.
Steve Lightfoot at the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department says the hunter also had trespassed on private property, and that's a felony. The hunter will also have to pay fines totaling $18,000. Number of flu cases reported to the Brazos County Health Department has taken a big jump in the week ending December 16th, 269 cases. Compare that with 35 the week before and 69 2 weeks before that. The recent increase led the health department to encourage flu shots for everyone 6 months and older and issue reminders to cover your mouth and nose when coughing or sneezing and avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. And the only Vietnam War prisoner of war from Brazos County has died. Funeral services for retired Lieutenant Colonel Al Meyer of College Station are Saturday morning at 11 at Hillier Funeral Home in College Station. Meyer was held as a POW in North Vietnam for almost 6 years, from April 1967 through March 1973. Al Meyer was 79 years old. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8, news presented by American Momentum Bank. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest-growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You know, cooler weather can sometimes mean different types of service for your automobile or your truck. That's why you need to stop by Sevcheck's Service Center and see the folks over there and let them take care of your car and keep it going and running well for your entire family. They've been around since 1972. They're family-owned and operated. There's nothing they can't do with a car or a truck. It's Sevcheck Service Center, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
David and Julia Gardner wish you a happy new year. They just want to let you know that they're going to be closed from the 30th all the way through January 1st, and they'll reopen on January 2nd. That doesn't mean they're not open today. We just want to give you their holiday hours. But, you know, they had a great opportunity this year to once again help people out who were looking for just the right gift. For the people who planned well ahead to the last-minute panickers, that's okay. That's part of the deal. They understand it, and they've been doing that for a long time. But David and Julia really appreciate everything that has happened for them since they opened their store decades ago here in Bryan College Station, and they continue to reach out to the community. But they just want to let you know how thankful they are that they call Bryan College Station home, and they really appreciate the support that you have shown them. So remember, David Gardner resuming normal business hours beginning January the 2nd. They're at 911 University Drive. And so in the coming time, don't forget, you'll see more and more David Gardner creations there on the shelves. That's kind of the way the store is lined out now. You get to see more and more choices from what David's created over the years. David Gardner's 911 University Drive. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Cloudy and cool for today, with temperatures only reaching 45 to 50 degrees this afternoon. Should be partly to mostly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 35 to 40. For tomorrow, we'll have partial sunshine. Temperatures will make their way up to about 55 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds tomorrow night. Lows will be 45 to 50. The outlook for Saturday, lots of clouds. Chance of showers, but turning milder. Highs during the day on Saturday near 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, where Aggie football is gearing up to take on Wake Forest in this year's Belk Bowl. Things will kick off tomorrow at noon. We'll give you a little bit of the sights and sounds from some of, from Coach Jeff Banks, who is the interim head coach, also going over a little bit about that matchup. And, of course, there are plenty of other bowl games going on. Texas actually pulled out a big win last night against Missouri in the Texas Bowl. We'll go over that one as well as the others. All that more coming up in sports.
Yeah, we didn't need them to win that, but that's fine. I hope they do really, really well.
So did you see, the Missouri quarterback, Drew Locke, he did kind of like this little dance thing, I guess, after he threw one touchdown pass early on in the second quarter.
Okay.
And then the cameras caught Tom Herman on the sideline later on in the game, what they think was him mocking the dance of the Missouri quarterback.
Really?
Yeah. So, which I think they blow it out a little bit out of proportion. All I mean, it's not that big of a deal, but at the same time, you know, you're a professional coach.
You are the coach of a Division I football team. Yes, you are. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Fine. Whatever. Yeah.
Getting paid a lot to
do
it. So,
yeah.
It's a little interesting.
All right. So, anyhow, basically, so folks, just so you know, so we sent Zach over so that he could to Charlotte so he could get a sense of what goes on. Now, I want you to know that, you know, and I know because I spent years in sports. Oh, my God, it's just arduous work.
Man.
It is so difficult. So here's what happens today. You say, now, what's Zach going to do for the rest of the day? Well, he may have to rush out early, actually, even before the show is over, because other duties will call. So tell us your day, Zach, there in Charlotte.
Today, I am going to be headed to the Charlotte Convention Center, which I'm debating on whether I want to take a taxi or I want to walk. It's a 12-minute walk.
Uber.
But it's like a six-minute car ride.
Uber.
So, or Lyft or something like that. That's what I ended up taking here to the to the hotel.
Yeah.
So everything's pretty much within walking distance. So we've got that from 10 to 11:30.
Okay.
And then it's actually sponsored by Fuel Pizza, so I'm wondering if they might have some food there.
You
if they
think?
Don't, I imagine I'll be able to find some place.
I bet they will.
And then from 7 to 11. Is the Belk Bowl Fan Central the Epicenter, which is right?
Wait. Okay, it ends at what time? The news conference.
The 11:30.
11:30. Okay, and then that other thing starts when? At 7 o'clock.
7 p.m.
Okay, so we've got unaccounted for time there. Is that right? See, that's why sports is so...
I'm going to be working hard for you, the listener, the entire time.
That's why sports is so difficult, because you've got to go, and
yes,
then you've got to be able to go watch the bad bowl games that are being played today, so that when you sit down with your sports buddies later, you can discuss, oh, man, did you see that pass he dropped in the third quarter?
Yeah, anyway.
No, I'm loving it, man.
I may or may not fit a nap in there somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, but, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it's... Yeah.
Just hang out the do-not-disturb sign and just, catch some Z's. Right. Anyway. But then what's
tomorrow?
Tell me more about this thing tonight.
Scotty McCreary.
Well, tell me more about this thing tonight.
Okay.
From 7 until 11? The
Epicenter is kind of more or less their North Gate. So it's got the restaurants. It got the bars. It's kind of the big hub, I guess, the party hub. And they're also going to have cheerleaders. Which, cheerleaders. Of course, don't have cheerleaders.
Yeah.
But they have the cheerleaders from Wake Forest.
Okay.
Marching bands and the mascots.
Oh,
get fans
really?
Ready for the big game.
Do we have a
so
plush mascot
like a
that I don't
rally.
Do we have a plush mascot that I don't know about? Is that we're going to have one of those?
I guess Reveille might be out there. You never know. She might be hanging out with the crowd and
hey,
and
that demon deacon looking thing. That demon deacon looking thing is weird, though. I mean, that's a craggy old
yeah.
man.
Yeah. Well, we talked about this, didn't we? How they got their their mascot and everything else.
Yep,
yeah. He looks like a founding father almost.
He does.
But yeah, or one of the Muppets from.
Okay,
from
so
Sesame Street
there will be both free food and beverages for that as well.
For the media? I do not know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No,
all right.
It does not say.
Oh.
I still haven't found the media hospitality room.
Oh, man.
I don't even know if we have
you got to get there to get some swag. There has to be like a bag.
Some koozies or something.
There has to be a Belk Bowl bag or something like that.
Well, thanks to AggieNetwork.com.
Well, sure.
Let's see. We've got the Midnight Yell.
Okay. That's for former Students Association Midnight AggieNet.
It's going to be.
Are they having that at the Epicenter, Bill? I haven't checked.
Yes,
they are. Okay.
Yeah, at Whiskey. Whiskey River.
At Whiskey. Mm-hmm. Imagine that they're going to have
Whiskey.
Alcohol there.
Whiskey
wow,
Whiskey River.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah,
take
the game. Mind. Yeah, the game day Aggie headquarters.
Okay.
Flight Beer Garden and Music Hall.
Okay, and then that means, but boy, if you stay late, then you know you're going to have to get. Well, you actually get to sleep late because there's an hour difference, right?
Yeah. It was actually, I woke up refreshed and,
and
ready to roll this
amazing.
Morning.
Amazing.
I got to sleep in until 4:50 Eastern time.
Amazing.
So,
That's, well,
I'm ahead of the game, man.
Yeah.
I got it going on.
All right. Well, all right. So that's what a sports person does when they're on the road. Just want to let you know. Okay. Driver in Australia surprised to receive a brand new driver license in the mail the other day, almost 2 years before it was due to be renewed. But that wasn't the most shocking thing about the tiny little plastic card. Arthur Kilsby was confused because the license bearing his information had a photograph of somebody else, and it was a woman because he's an Arthur. Anyway, he tweeted the photo to the license of the license and pointed out that he was not an Asian woman but a 36-year-old male with dreadlocks. Spokesperson for Australia's Registration and Licensing said the woman's photo on the license was a processing error. Wow, that's kind of cool. You could use that for all sorts of nefarious things, couldn't you? Time went on. So, coming up in the next half hour, the top 10 TV shows for 2017, according to everyone. I don't know.
How many football games? How many episodes of NCIS?
Yeah, you know, neither of those, which is interesting. And in fact... There are only two shows in the top 10 that are on what you would call networks. One of them is on NBC. The other is on FX. Everything else is on...
Really?
I bet I got the NBC one.
Other carriers. Anyway, we'll do that in the next half hour.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family Minute to you each morning.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
The next time you come across a mud puddle, don't step around it and keep going. Instead, stop and take a closer look. You may see something beautiful. That happened to Amy. She was sightseeing in Florence, Italy, when she came across a puddle in the street. Instead of walking by, she stopped, knelt down, and took a picture. In the foreground was a pool of dirty water. But from her vantage point, reflecting back at her, was the beauty of an ancient Italian city. That image has become a symbol for how Amy views life. There's beauty in every mud puddle. It all depends on getting the right vantage point. Amy had learned to see life that way as a teenager. Her mother had died years before, and Amy was going through a hard time. After one especially tough day, her new stepmother handed her a greeting card. The line inside read, "I pray you find joy in every mud puddle." It wasn't until that day in Italy that Amy realized how perfectly that prayer for her life had been answered. She learned that there will always be circumstances that she'd rather step around than walk through. But even when life feels something like a mud puddle, there's still beauty if we can just change our point of view. And that's what healing is all about. Getting there takes time. But with faith, family, and friends, you can make it. Whatever you're going through, I pray that you will be able to find joy in every mud puddle. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Welcome to A Dash of Salt, where we debunk myths and shake up what you think you know about salt. Myth number one comes from KDP.
Salt is bad for everyone on the planet, and no one even needs that, because, like, I read that on a blog.
Okay, let's shake it up. Here's the truth. Everyone needs salt. Like we need water, salt is essential to human life. It can help keep our muscles strong and brain running smoothly. In fact, it's actually one of the nutrients that makes every cell in your body function. And that's pretty important, right, Katie?
I guess.
Everything's better with a little salt. Find out more at alittlesalt.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Let's celebrate this exciting, colorful, grand, and magical new year with a great big smile. Hi, this is Margaret Meese, wishing you a year full of happiness and prosperity. May this year give you the opportunity to follow your dreams. Love like there's no tomorrow, and smile unconditionally. Remember, with every new year comes new challenges and obstacles in life. I wish you courage, hope, and faith to overcome all of the hurdles you may face. May you have a great year and a wonderful time ahead.
This holiday greeting paid for by the Margaret Meese Campaign. VoteMeese.com.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Biosystem Fitness. The new year means a new you. Improve your lifestyle, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation. Fighting Texas Aggie football is gearing up to take on Wake Forest in the Belk Bowl tomorrow. Now, it'll be the first game ever at the helm for interim head coach Jeff Banks, who has served as the Aggie special teams and tight ends coach the past five seasons. He was asked how he plans on making the sideline decisions come Friday.
We've got so much experience on our staff. I mean, with Coach Mazzoni and Coach Chambers, between the two of them, they got over 50 years of experience calling games on offense and defense. So certainly I'll lean on their opinion first. It'll pretty much be by committee. Coach Sumlin did an unbelievable job managing the game, but I've always been on the headset with Coach Sumlin, too, for 5 years. So I kind of know what he would do in those situations. And I'll lean on Nolan, Chief, depending on how the flow of the game goes. Obviously, we know that they're strong on offense, and they have some things working towards their advantage of going fast, and so we'll try to do everything we can to stop that.
Hopefully those decisions will pan out tomorrow when the Aggies meet up with the Demon Deacons at noon. Broadcast begins at 11 o'clock right here on WTAW. Meanwhile, some bowl scores from yesterday. Florida State whipped Southern Mississippi 42-13 in the Independence Bowl. Iowa topped Boston College 27-20 in the Pinstripe Bowl. Purdue held off Arizona 38-35 in the Foster Farms Bowl. And Texas rolled over Missouri 33-16 in the Texas Bowl. Now some big games going on today. Virginia and Navy kick off the Military Bowl at 12:30. 22nd-ranked Virginia Tech matches up with 19th-ranked Oklahoma State at 4:15 in the Camping World Bowl. And number 15 TCU dukes it out with number 13 Stanford at 8 in the Valero Alamo Bowl. Broadcast for all three of those games will be on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. The West Coast game features 16th-ranked Michigan State and 18th-ranked Washington State in the Holiday Bowl at 8. 22nd-ranked Aggie Women's Hoops is back at home tonight, closing out non-conference play against Old Southwest Conference foe SMU. The Lady Mustangs got the better of the Aggs last year, and post player Kyla Hilsman says she wants payback.
Yeah, revenge is on the mind. Last year, we had a really horrible game, probably the worst offense we've ever played since Coach Blair has been at Texas A&M, but I strongly believe that it won't be the case tomorrow, and I think we're going to come out with a great sense of urgency because we did lose to them by 1 point last year.
SMU picked up the win last season, 54-53 in Dallas. Now, victories have been a little harder to come by for the Lady Mustangs this year, as they're 6-6 overall and 1-5 on the road. Still, Aggie guard Danny Williams says she isn't overlooking them.
We can't take them lightly. Clearly, we lost last year to them, and so I know they have that confidence coming into this game tomorrow. We just got to buckle down and work hard and execute.
We'll see just what Danny and the ladies can do tonight. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock at Reed with broadcast on Willie 1550 and RadioAggieland.com. Dirk Nowitzki scored 15 points and five other Mavericks finished in double figures as Dallas clipped Indiana last night 98-94. Here's Coach Rick Carlisle after the win.
You know, they're a great offensive team, and they were making shots early in the game, and you know, we just felt like if we picked our intensity up a little bit, we could contest a little better and make it a little tougher on them. They played last night like we did, and you know, we needed a defensive half, and we did. We got it. You know, we got a 40-point half, which is great. I thought the last couple of defensive stands really kind of personified who we are as a team when we're playing well. You know, we're a gritty defensive team that gets down and dirty and finds a way.
Harrison Barnes and Yogi Ferrell each scored 13 for Dallas, which has now won two straight. After taking yesterday off, both the Rockets and the Spurs will be back in action tonight. Houston looks to put a stop to a three-game skid as it visits Boston at 7, and San Antonio is at home to entertain the New York Knicks at 7:30. And out on the ice, the Dallas Stars came up short to the Minnesota Wild last night 4-2. The loss puts a stop to a two-game win streak for Dallas. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Biosystem Fitness on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Biosystem Fitness of College Station, improving the quality of life for people of all ages.
I started seeing Dylan about 2 months ago. I came in for SI joint pain, which I'd been had for like 7 years. And Dylan's technique has really helped me. I'm able to run again, exercise. I'm doing full squats, and I'm living pain-free. And so I would recommend Dylan for anything.
Improve your lifestyle, reduce dysfunction, recover from an injury, or achieve biological fitness. Go online to biosystemfitness.com to schedule your free consultation.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, the Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. It's a couple of minutes till. It's 40 here. What's it in Charlotte? You got any idea? Have a look?
I have no idea.
And you know what?
I've not been outside this morning.
And you don't have to
probably
know.
It's 25. It's 25, Scott.
Wow. Wow.
It's chilly.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know. You're going to want to walk the sun.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you want to walk in that?
Yeah, that's. I'd say.
Well, you know, I need it. I need to walk.
Go. Okay. Oh, wait.
I don't mind a little brisk walk.
Okay.
Well, at least you have sunshine getting there.
Yeah, that's true. Listen, once again, kind of give you an idea of what we got coming up as far as weather is concerned. We're going to have a freeze on Sunday night. New Year's Eve is going to be 26 degrees. We'll get up to 37 on Monday, then it's going to be 24. That's like, I think, 8 degrees below freezing, if my A&M consolidated math is correct. And then Tuesday, we don't get above freezing all day or night, all right? So understand there's going to be probably 24, 30, 35 hours or so where we won't be above freezing. And don't forget, we have a chance for some afternoon snow showers on Tuesday. Then we got a low of 30 next Wednesday, got a low of 24 next Thursday. So some pretty chilly weather, at least for us, coming up, just to be aware of that, okay? And by the way, I don't know if you heard, I forget, I think it was on America's First News today. I got a couple of stories having to do with New Year's resolutions, because, of course, that becomes a really big deal. But the story today that they had on America's First News was, you don't have to make resolutions that are big. The idea is start with smaller resolutions, and that way you might continue to do them, you know, just for something completely different rather than give them up. So the one that they suggested you do is flossing. Flossing. So if you're not flossing. And after all, isn't that what you want to say? Walk up to somebody and say, hey, I've made my New Year's resolution. I'm going to floss. See how that works.
Sounds like you learned from the Eric Hyman School of Managing Expectations.
Oh, very nicely played.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do some weather, shall we? Well, we've pretty well done the weather, but anyhow, what's left of it, it's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com. We will get to 45 today and then down to about 36 and kind of maybe a little bit of fog tomorrow morning. We'll see with 51. Right now it's 40 degrees and a chill factor of 36 at 8 o'clock.